In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Ha-Meen. The revelation of the scripture is from Allah, the Mighty, the Wise. Lo, in the heavens and the earth are portents for believers. And in your creation, and all the beasts that he scattereth in the earth, are portents for a folk whose faith is sure. And the difference of night and day, and the provision that Allah sendeth down from the sky, and thereby quickeneth the earth after her death, and the ordering of the winds are portents for a people who have sense. These are the portents of Allah, which we recite unto thee, Muhammad, with truth. Then in what fact after Allah and his portents will they believe? Woe unto each sinful liar! Who heareth the revelations of Allah receive unto him, and then continueth in pride as though he heard them not. Give him tidings of a painful doom. And when he knoweth aught of our revelations, he maketh it a jest. For such there's a shameful doom. Beyond them there's hell, and that which they have earned will not avail them, nor those whom they have chosen for protecting friends beside Allah. Theirs will be an awful doom. This is guidance, and those who disbelieve the revelations of their Lord, for them there's a painful doom of wrath. Allah it is who hath made the sea of service unto you, that the ships may run thereon by his command, and that ye may seek of his bounty, and that haply ye may be thankful. And hath made of service unto you whatsoever is in the heavens, and whatsoever is in the earth. It is all from him. Lo, herein verily are portents for people who reflect. Tell those who believe to forgive those who hope not for the days of Allah, in order that he may requite folk what they used to earn. Whoso doth right, it is for his soul, and whoso doth wrong, it is against it. And afterward, unto your Lord ye will be brought back. And verily, we gave the children of Israel the scripture and the command and the prophethood, and provided them with good things, and favored them above all peoples, and gave them plain commandments, and they deferred not until after the knowledge came unto them, through rivalry among themselves. Lo, thy Lord will judge between them on the day of resurrection concerning that wherein they used to differ. And now have we set thee, O Muhammad, on a clear road of our commandment. So follow it, and follow not the whims of those who know not. Lo, they can avail thee naught against Allah. And lo, as for the wrongdoers, some of them are friends of others, and Allah is the friend of those who ward off evil. This is clear indication for mankind, and a guidance and a mercy for a folk whose faith is sure. Or do those who commit ill deeds suppose that we shall make them as those who believe and do good works, the same in life and death? Bad is their judgment. And Allah hath created the heavens and the earth with truth, and that every soul may be repaid what it hath earned, and they will not be wronged. Hast thou seen him who maketh his desire his God? And Allah sendeth him astray purposely, and sealeth up his hearing and his heart, and setteth on his sight a covering. Then who will lead him after Allah hath condemned him? Will ye not then heed? And they say, there's naught but our life of the world. We die and we live, and naught destroyeth us save time. When they have no knowledge whatsoever of all that, they do but guess. And when our clear revelations are recited unto them, their only argument is that they say, bring back our fathers then, if ye are truthful. Say unto them, O Muhammad, Allah giveth life to you, then causeth you to die, then gathereth you unto the day of resurrection, whereof there's no doubt, but most of mankind know not. And unto Allah belongeth the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth. And on the day when the hour riseth, on that day those who follow falsehood will be lost. And thou wilt see each nation crouching, each nation summoned to its record. And it will be said unto them, this day ye are requited what ye used to do. This our book pronounceth against you with truth. Lo, we have caused all that ye did to be recorded. Then as for those who believed and did good works, their Lord will bring them in unto his mercy. That is the evident triumph. And as for those who disbelieved, it will be said unto them, Were not our revelations recited unto you? But ye were scornful and became a guilty folk. And when it was said, Lo, Allah's promise is the truth, and there's no doubt of the hour's coming, ye said, We know not what the hour is, we deem it naught but a conjecture, and we are by no means convinced. And the evils of what they did will appear unto them, and that which they used to deride will befall them. And it will be said, This day we forget you, even as ye forgot the meeting of this your day, and your habitation is the fire, and there's none to help you. This for as much as ye made the revelations of Allah a jest, and the life of the world beguiled you. Therefore, this day they come not forth from thence, nor can they make amends. Then praise be to Allah, Lord of the heavens and Lord of the earth, the Lord of the worlds. And unto Him alone belongeth majesty in the heavens and the earth, and He is the mighty, the wise.